On the second floor, we're moving out of the elevator. Okay, we're standing to our right is a curtain by Felix Gonzalez Torres. It is one of the only works in this collection that you can actually touch in this show. And we're going to walk through it right now so you can hear somebody has just walked through it. But you just hit the beads and just kind of... So we crossed the threshold. Okay. You got it there? Okay. Now, we are in a gallery that's got about maybe close to 10 people. And the three galleries, the central gallery we're in, galleries to the left and right, we have about 10 to 12 people in here right now. The shows in here are very, this gallery is very contemporary to the museum's collection. To our right is a series of photos by Nicholas Nixon, who had photographed his sister-in-law and her sisters over about a 25-year period. Every year he takes a photo, so it's an ongoing image, and this takes up an entire wall. And this installation gets larger as the years go by. The rustling you're hearing is people interacting with another Felix Gonzalez Torres piece, which is a stack of posters. It's an image of a bird flying through a cloudy sky. It's like a vertical view of a bird flying above. And Gonzalez Torres has basically invited everyone to take the poster with them, in effect become an art collector. So he's kind of broken down that barrier between the spectator and the collector and created, you know, a more, to me, kind of a more democratized way of interacting with art. If we go further in the gallery, we'll go into the next gallery. So we're going to turn 180 degrees. I think we'll go into a couple galleries and describe kind of the activities in the galleries and maybe more the people than the art. Okay, we're going around a wall. We're going through a large doorway. And all the work in here is mainly contemporary over the last 25 years. Very conceptual in nature, and it's very provocative work. So people are stopping to look a lot, and you're seeing a lot of people taking pictures of the art. It seems that's become a modern day activity with digital cameras. Everybody photographs art when they go to art galleries. I've noticed that happening quite a bit. Let's walk in a little further. So we have people wearing audio guides. They are listening to a pre-recorded commentary about the work. We have a family with a young child in a stroller. We have a really diverse audience visiting the museum. So we're looking straight down at we're on the second floor, and it's set up like a traditional European art museum. It's an enfilade. It's a straight corridor with bays on either side. So you have galleries that have a central corridor going through them. And we can walk in a little bit. A sound you hear to your left is a video installation. It's two kind of interrelated moving images. And the sound you hear is like what you'd hear film going through a sprocket. But originally, this work was done by Howard Fried. It was done on film, but transferred to video. So what he did was basically digitally recorded a movie projector. So we're not seeing an actual projected image. We're seeing a video reconstruction of a cinema image with a recorded sound of a movie projector. So, let's see. We're in the Anderson Gallery. There's just about five people in here right now. It's very quiet. This is kind of the focus here is on pop art. We have work by Roy Lichtenstein, Rosenquist, Andy Warhol, Jim Dine, Robert Rauschenberg. And we're going into the next gallery. This is a focus, interesting focus, between a large body of work that came to us from the artist Robert Rauschenberg. That's to our left. To our right is Bay Area art of the same period Rauschenberg was working. so it's artists such as Bruce Conner, who did a lot of assemblage, put a lot of objects and images together in provocative ways. And two people are entering the gallery. It's kind of quiet in this part of the museum right now. And we have a few people looking at the art. And a fourth person walked in. And this is Bay Area figurative art in this gallery, art that was done by artists such as Richard Diebenkorn and David Park in the 1950s. So again, we're in the second floor. We're kind of going backwards through the 75th anniversary show, which is showing kind of the collecting history of the museum, how the museum responded to the art of its time through that 65-year span of history.